Hi there. My name is Rory Clark, and I'm the pastor of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. I have a question for you. Why don't you give God another chance? That's the focus of our 10-minute lessons. You can give God another chance. Today's lesson, forgiven, means God always gives you another chance. One of the biggest reasons to give God another chance is because God always gives you another chance. You are forgiven. Until recently, and that means well over 50 years as a Christian, I used to ask God to forgive me for things. For example, if I was judging someone, I would say, God, forgive me for judging. After all, judging is a sin. And a sin is anything we do that is not part of God's plan for his creatures. Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 says this, do not judge so that you will not be judged. Sin is actually an archery term. It means to miss the mark. When we sin, we are missing the mark of God's preference for how we would conduct ourselves as creatures. I'm sure you would agree that we miss the mark a lot of times every day. I certainly do. So I would ask God to forgive me, and truthfully, I thought that whether he was going to forgive me or not was in doubt. I think you know what I mean. I'd ask, forgive me, Lord, and then I'd wait to see if he was going to forgive me or not. At that time, I always thought that when I committed a sin, I was disappointing God. What a silly thought. You know, God loves me unconditionally. He loves me with no conditions. He loves me with no requirements on my part. He loves me without me doing anything to please him. And he loves you the same way. In fact, God is unconditional in his very person. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 says this, the one who does not love unconditionally does not know God, for God is unconditional love. And I was worried about whether God would forgive me. Then I was studying this parable and it hit me. Luke chapter 7, verses 36 to 50. Now, one of the Pharisees was requesting the Lord Jesus Christ to dine with him, and the Lord entered into the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. And there was a woman in the city who was a sinner, that's an unbeliever and a prostitute. And when she learned that Jesus was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster vial of perfume, Luke 7:38. And standing behind Jesus at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and kept wiping them with the hair of her head and kissing his feet and anointing them with perfume. Luke 7:39. Now when the Pharisee who had invited Jesus saw this, he said to himself in his thoughts, if this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of person this woman is who is touching him, that she is a sinner, an unbeliever, and a prostitute. Luke chapter 7, verse 40. And Jesus answered him, even though Simon never said his thoughts out loud, Simon, I have something to say to you. And Simon said, say it, teacher. A moneylender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii, the other 50 denarii. When they were unable to repay, he graciously forgave them both. So which of them will love him more? Luke 7:43. Simon answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more. And Jesus said to Simon, you have judged correctly. Luke 7:44, turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house and you gave me no water for my feet. In other words, you have bad manners. But she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. Luke 7:45, you gave me no kiss, but she, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. Luke 7:46, you didn't anoint my head with oil, as is the custom for a host, but she anointed my feet with perfume. Luke 7:47, for this reason I say to you, her sins, which are many, have been forgiven, for she loved much, but he who is forgiven little loves little. In other words, to the self-righteous Pharisee, Jesus was saying, since you don't need forgiveness, since you're so wonderful and perfect, you have to be forgiven little. Luke chapter 7, verse 48. Then Jesus said to the woman, your sins have been forgiven. Luke 7:49, those who were reclining at the table with Jesus began to say to themselves, "Who is this man who even forgives sins?" Luke 7:50, and Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Well, it was as if someone splashed cold water in my face. Luke chapter 7, verse 48. Then Jesus said to the woman, "Your sins have been forgiven." The literal translation of this verse is, "Your sins have been forgiven in the past, and in the result is that your sins stand forgiven forever." The same thing that is true for the unbeliever prostitute is true for you and me. All of our sins have been forgiven in the past, and the result is they stand forgiven forever. We are forgiven. So we never have to ask God to forgive us because we are already forgiven. What sin have you committed that is so awful that you think God would not forgive you for it? As the Lord Jesus Christ hung from the cross to pay for the sins of all his creatures, he made his policy toward the sins of his creatures crystal clear. Luke chapter 23, verse 34 says, "But Jesus was saying, 'Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing.'" God is always willing to give you another chance. Don't you think you should do the same with him? Why don't you give God another chance? If you like these short lessons, visit our website at www.barahministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. Please join us. And if you'd like to support us financially, you can do that on our website as well. Keep on giving God another chance. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.